Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
Hi, everyone. So this is Millions, an in-depth discussion of business and personal finance for millennials by millennials. So today, I am your host. I am Camille from CocoaPod Club. Bakit ako yung host? Oh, because we have our own Francis Dolohan as our speaker for today. Because our topic for today is how to start your own business.
Wow, ganda ng topic na yan, ah.
Maganda. Mukhang maganda nga ang topic natin today.
Exciting.
So, joining us for today is, besides Francis, is again, Patrick. Say hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Wow, bedroom voice. And of course, si Daniel.
Hi guys, Daniel, whatever.
So, I think this is a very interesting topic kasi right now, I think maraming tao nagtatanong are very curious about making your own business. We hear a lot about startups, we hear a lot about venture capitalists, and I think yung mindset na yun is slowly getting here or coming here to the Philippines.
Yes.
So, sige, before we start, siguro, Francis, can you tell us, kasi you have your own business, diba?
Yes,
so can you give us a little history lesson about how you started your own business?
So, during the 1800s, there was this family called Rothschild.
Grabe.
My business started almost 6 years ago. We started with only a capital of 5,000 pesos.
Wow, 5,000.
Yeah, kasi, oh, bakit 5,000? Kasi yun lang yung extra budget ko that time. And you can afford yung 14,000 sa networking. E 5,000 lang meron ako.
Oh, wait. So, this 5,000 was when you were a student?
Yeah, student pa lang ako eh.
Student college.
College pa lang, college. Kasi, yun nga, because my parents would always tell me, pag may papabili ako, sabi nila, di tayo mayaman. Pag pag kumakain ako or nagpapagastos ako, sabihin nila, ba't di mo gamitin yung baon mo or something like that, diba? Binibigyan ka ng baon para pangkain mo.
So, guilt trip.
Di ko alam eh. Nalabuhan kasi ako kung mag-iipon ba talaga ako, gagastosin ko para sa food eh. So, yun, sabi ko, I want to have my own business, so at least I won't go back to that kind of scenario na lagi niyo sa parents ko and all that. I would rely on them. Uh-huh. Stuff like that. So, but I did multiple things as well. Open-minded din ako. Pero naging close-minded ako later on.
Ah,
yeah.
Ganun na.
Marami akong hugot eh.
Ay.
Pero wala na akong mahugot sa bus, ha? So, yeah, I did a lot of things. I think at first talaga, you do a lot of experimentation. I never considered this business as my primary source or thought of it as, you know. And at first nga, sa totoo lang, I mean, before the office, before everything, kinakahiya ko pa talaga yung ginagawa ko. I was embarrassed of telling people na, what do you do? Ay, pag part-time business mo, money lending, pautang, diba? Kasi people frown upon the
concept.
The concept of, you know, money lending. Diba? I mean, it's just mindset. Now that once you're growing and once people see, oh, it's actually a good business, then people start recognizing your efforts.
Wow.
Yeah, I think doon lumalabas yung pagka-open-minded mo, sir. Kasi for a lot of people, they have this mindset na, yeah, they frown upon this type of business because they see it in this way. Pero for you, you saw that as an opportunity and you took it. And now, here you are now.
Diba? Here you are.
Nasa Rufino.
Parang kasi I think a lot of people, young, especially like fresh graduates, they tend to get stuck into this mindset na okay, ito lang yung gusto niya na i-pursue na passion or business. Ang problema dun is they're becoming blinded to the opportunities that are around them that could have actually helped, you know, help them get started.
Mm-hmm.
Pero dahil nga they want it to be this way, then yung opportunity na yun, parang
yeah, they na. Like, oh, Patrick, you're so quiet, ha? Marami ka bang mga
pinaghugot din? Marami hugot, ha? Sana marami hugot sa busa din.
Started from networking, now we're here.
Ah, okay. So, ano, what kind of business would you like? Or ano ba yung mga magandang business na pwede itayo?
For me, maybe selling products as well.
So, running retail.
Because that's where I came from. From selling, when I was a kid, I used to sell Pogs, Tex.
Ay, oh.
And before.
Batag 90s.
Kasi passion ko yan eh. Passion ko yan.
Oh, take it now.
Since I'm really good at playing those kind of games, I have a lot of ano na, collection.
Aso kasi ikaw yung nananalo.
Nanalo. Ako yung nag-event. Yung...
Yeah. Oh, yun, no?
Yun, no? Diba? Passion into business.
Eh. Oh, wow.
Sa kahit sa mga ganun.
From passion to business.
Oh. Pwede. Why not?
Sige, ikaw, Francis. So, ikaw, ano yung, of course, you're into money lending. Pero, what kind of businesses do you think are really good, siguro, when you want to start out? Is there, like, a specific business you'd recommend to
No, I still go for the basic three, like food, shelter, clothing.
Food, shelter, clothing.
It's basic. Even finance, because it's basic. It never goes out of date. Mm-hmm. I would never go to a business na it's something like fad lang. Like, for example, what happened before, diba, before yung mga gelato, was it an in-thing?
Yeah, that's right.
A few years ago, milk tea.
Correct. Mm. Milk tea was everywhere.
You know, before I was thinking of doing a milk tea place as well.
Talaga?
Yeah, I was thinking of milk teas when I was in college.
Wow. Pero it was sikat kasi.
Yeah, kasi it was sikat, you know, when the name of my milk. Kaya pag-isipan ko ni-name eh.
Ano yun?
Curiosity.
Curiosity.
Serenity. Mga infinity.
Sabi curiosity.
Oh, curiosity.
Actually, this is a
good one.
Ma-guilty.
Guilty?
So guilty. Para pag kumita na ako, anong pangalan?
Ano? Oh,
rebranded. Prosperity.
Ayaw!
Oo nga, wala pa na. Wala pa ako.
Oo nga, wala pa. Oo, yan na. Kapag may lumabas.
Trademark mo na yan,
now,
sir.
Now, right now, we're in the downstage. You know the name of my milk tea now?
Ano?
It's Calamity.
Oh! Oh,
I like
the one. So since we're nice here, we don't want to say calamity. We say charity. You know?
Yeah. Talking about brand names, you know, there are people who get into the business of putting up a name and trademarking it. So like people, businesses who want to use that name, they have to pay.
To use that name.
To use that name.
Oh, yeah. Pwedeng business pala yun. Because I heard that like in the website, yung parang you can register a website, kunwari na wala pang meron, tapos biglang pag may gusto nito, ay, sige. Then you can sell it. Eh. I heard that. Pero to actually have like business names is actually interesting.
In a way, that kind of works like that. Kasi if I remember correctly, there's this guy from China who already registered the brand name Apple. So when Apple started a business there, they had to buy the name from him.
Wow. Mm. Oh yeah.
And he, of course, that's worth millions.
Oh,
probably worth millions.
Pwede pala yun, eh?
Yeah, because for example, if we're going to discuss business names, so the financing, and raising capital.
Yeah.
I was saying the other day, I was out during dinner. And I've noticed this ad. I think if you've seen Johnny Walker recently, they've been posting a lot of ads. And you take especially photos on Instagram, then they'll give you a free shot or something like that. Sabi ko, oh, maybe we can do a spoof off, diba? Instead of Johnny Walker, I'll put my name, Francis Dolohan. Keep lending.
Okay, Francis Dolohan, 5'6 at its finest.
Awareness rin naman yun, diba?
We need to have your personal brand as well.
So going back to that, important ba talaga yung may personal brand? Kasi of course you mentioned mga calamity, charity, ganyan. Syempre, it's just a name, diba? Pero your personality, is it really important when you start a business? Ganyan? Or let's say franchise. Mag-franchise ka, diba? Yun, magtayo ka. Yun, okay ba yun? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it depends how you plan it out. Eh. Like for example, going back to our previous episode. You know, it depends on your goal, really. If you want to make millions or even billions. It depends on where you start or how you want to. Because if you go into a franchise, if you're going to buy a franchise, you buy into a system already. Mm-hmm. It's a proven system. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It has a certain amount of income already, stable and all. But, you know, once you maximize it, hanggang dito ka na lang. Gets. Unlike if you start off something, you know, something nice. Parang chicks, something beautiful, diba?
Wow.
It can go to somewhere, diba? You know, you never know where it can lead you.
Sure ka pang business, pare-pare mag-uusapan.
No, kasi, you know, I like comparing business to a fine woman or a jealous woman. Huh? Or a jealous lover. You know why?
Why?
Because a business demands always your time.
Tama, actually.
It demands attention. demanding everything from you, di ba?
Demanding pala yan.
Oh, ano,
sabi ko sa'yo, hugot ko, hugot sa bulsa, di ba? Kaya nga, di ba? Kaya nga, it's like a fine woman, eh, di ba? If you want a nicer woman, a nicer lady, kailangan matindi yung paghugot mo sa bulsa.
Ay, grabe.
Kasi tama, wala akong hugot sa bulsa. Wala ka, nangyari ka, di ba?
Correct.
And if you don't give it your all, maghanap ng ibang ano yan, lover yan. Maghanap yan.
Hugot pa rin ba sa business hugot ka, mo?
Plus pogi points.
Pero paano yung mga situation where the guy gets carried away with work and eventually...
Ay, oo nga. Yeah. Yung burnout. Diba? The burnout part. That's also part of it, di ba? Kasi when you start your own business, it's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Then eventually, parang... I think it's a really common problem to get burnt out, right?
It's correct, sir. I mean, that's a very valid reason. And I recognize that. That's why you go back to the reason why.
The
you remember
power
why? Because you remember, like in a relationship, there's always ups and downs. It's a business. Sometimes your business is up, sometimes it's down. Mm-hmm. But in your commitment still must be the same, parin, diba? So no, you know, it's at the end of the day, sabi ko nga, if you're like other people, like people who are emotionally invested with their investment. If you see the stock markets, people are panicking. You panic, you pull out, then later on, pala, it goes up. You're out already. Hindi ka na kumita.
Tama.
So ganun din. So sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. But remember why you're in it for the long run, for the long goal, diba?
Hey,
it means you should take risks.
Take risks. In life, the greatest risk is not taking risks.
Oh.
Ah!
So hindi dito nagtatapos ang ating episode for today.
Susunod.
Oh yeah, abangan. Since we have a lot to discuss about this topic, since you know how to start your business. I mean, how much do you need, diba? What stuff do you need? Where do you start? So, if you want to hear more about this and all the other good stuff that Francis and friends will impart today, please check out our next episode. So, see you guys.
Bye.
Millions is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong in cooperation with Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocoapod.club.